Today's daf is Yevamis daf Ayin Dalid, and we have six lines from the bottom of daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, the two dots, Va'oichlam betumas atzman loika. Today's daf's being learned as a schutz refuah shalema, for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Miriam bas Rivka, Leah Gittel bas Devorah, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf's also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Zachariah Shimon ben Reb Yitzchak HaKoyen, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So the Gemara today is going to be a continuation of yesterday's daf, which in a way was a continuation of the first three dafin of the perek, which discusses the first line of the perek that states that an oral is not allowed to eat truma. And yesterday's daf, the Bnei Yeshiva asked Rav Sheshes, an oral who can't eat truma, can he eat Maiser Sheini or can he not eat Maiser Sheini? And once we learned yesterday's daf, I think we could appreciate the shaila a little bit better, because you find in certain areas in halacha, truma is more chamer than maaser sheni. In certain areas in halacha, maaser sheni is more chamer than truma. So the question was, in Arul who can't eat truma, what about maaser sheni? Can he eat maaser sheni or can he not eat maaser sheni? So Rav Sheshes' reaction was, Tenisua, it's enough in a Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? It's the first Mishnah of the second parak of Masechtas Bikurim. The Mishnah over there was discussing things that Truma and Bikurim have in common that do not apply to Maaser Sheni. The Mishnah mentioned the long list, and it did not mention that an Oral is not allowed to eat Truma and Bikurim, whereas an Oral is allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. So said Rav Sheshes, from the fact that the Mishnah omitted Maaser Sheni in that Mishnah, that's a raya that an Oral can't eat Maaser Sheni. And as a result, there's no chumrah that Truma and Bikurim have versus Maaser Sheni in that an Oral can't eat Truma and Bikurim, whereas an Oral can't eat Maaser Sheni. Because, to the contrary, just like an Oral can't eat Truma and Bikurim, so too an Oral cannot eat Maaser Sheni. But the Bnei Yeshiva told Rav Sheshes that I don't think you have a raya, because La'olam, I'll tell you, an Oral can eat Maaser Sheni. You're asking, why then did the Mishnah not mention it? Ton of a shire. So the Gemara said, my shire, the high shire. So the Gemara brought another Mishnah, the second Mishnah in the second parak of Masechtas Bikurim. The Mishnah over there was discussing different things that Maaser Sheni and Bikurim have in common, in contrast to Truma. The Mishnah mentioned a list, and that list was Ton of a shire. So said the Gemara, mid the Sefer Ton of the shire, Reisha Nami Ton of a shire. Now the second part of yesterday's daf was a digression. It was an elaboration on that Mishnah. Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Masechtas Bikurim. So the very beginning of today's daf is going to be a continuation of the Gemara's discussion of that Mishnah, which really was a digression from what it is that we're talking about. So the Mishnah said, "Va'oichlam betumas atzman," like if somebody would eat Maaser Sheni or Bikurim, when the Maaser Sheni and the Bikurim are tame, he would get Malkus, Masha Ekein Betruma, as opposed to Truma, where if somebody would eat Truma Tmeya, he would not get Malkus. So the Gemara makes a diak, Milka Huda Loi Laki. It sounds like if somebody eats Truma Tmeya, he doesn't get Malkus. That's the Mishnah. Ha'isura Ik. However, it is asur for a person to eat Truma that's tame. Where do you see that? Because if it's mutter for a person to eat truma that's tame, then the Mishnah should have said better. It's aser to eat maaser sheni and bikurim that are tame, but it's mutter to eat truma that's tame. The Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah said the chumra that you find by maaser sheni and bikurim is malchus. It's in the einish. So it sounds like that la'olam it's aser even to eat truma tameya. The chumra that you have in Maaser Sheni and Bikurim over Truma is as it relates to the Chomer of the Isser, whether or not there would be Malkus. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, isn't it Meduyik, isn't it implied from the Mishnah that it's Asur for a person to eat Truma Tmeya? Says the Gemara, Minola, what's the Makar to this? Amakra. So the Gemara said it's learned out from the Pasuk that says, Bisharecha Toichalenu, Hatome Vatar Yachtov, Katsvi Vechayel. That Pasuk is discussing a Bechar Balmum, as we saw in yesterday's daf. And the Gemara makes a diuk, it says, Bisharecha Toichalenu. Toichalenu means this you're allowed to eat in a state of tumult. And if that's the case, we can imply that there is something else that's aser. What is that other thing that's aser? The Gemara assumed it's referring to truma. And if that's the case, you have a raya that if somebody would eat truma tmeya, it would be aser. Now, being that all it is a lava bom michal ase, the Torah never said it's aser to eat truma tmeya, therefore you're not going to get malchus. In contrast to maaser sheni, where the Gemara had a makar that is actually a malchus. But the point is that even though there is no malchus for truma in Isser, there is going to be. It's learned out from the pasuk. You're allowed to eat a bechar bal mum when it's tami, binality truma when it's tami. The next few lines are going to go back to Rav Sheshes's response to the Bnei Yeshiva's questions. Again, the Bnei Yeshiva asked the question, and that was, is an oral lady Maisa Sheni, or is he not a lady Maisa Sheni? So Rav Sheshes said to Nisua, it's enough in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah mentions chumras that Truma and Bikurim have over Maisa Sheni, and it didn't mention oral. It didn't say that an oral is not a lady Truma and Bikurim, whereas an oral is a lady Maisa Sheni. So he said, there is an oral is not a lady Maisa Sheni. So what did the Bnei Yeshiva tell Rav Sheshes? They told him, maybe Tana V'Shayer. So the Gemara said, Tana V'Shayer, you can't just say that. My Shire, the High Shire. So the Gemara answered, it's true, in this Mishnah, the Tana wasn't Mishire or anything, but there's a Sefer. There's a Sefer that discusses the Chumrah that Maisa Sheni and Bikurim have over Truma. Mentions a list, and that list was Tana V'Shayer. Sok the Gemara, Omer Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said another teretz to the question, my Shire, the High Shire. And that is, Meiresha Nami, Shamat Minod, the Tana V'Shayer. I could prove to you, even from the first Mishnah, even from Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph in Mesechtes Bikurim, that the Tana was Tana V'Shayer. Where was the Tana Mishayer? Again, the Tana over there was discussing chumras that Truma and Bikurim have over Maisa Sheni. What was the Tana Mishayer? Because Middle Lake Tani could have mentioned the following two chumras. Number one, v'noyag in b'shar shnei shavua. Truma and Bikurim are noyag during all the years of Shemitah, with the exception of Shemitah. But they're noyag in all 6 years that all the mitzvahs are kliyos ba'aretz are noyag, as opposed to Maisa Sheni, which is only noyag during certain years in the Shemitah cycle. The first year, the second year, the fourth year, and the fifth year. But the third year and the sixth year, there's no Maiser Sheni, instead there's Maiser Ani. So that's a Chumrah, says the Gemara, that Truma and Bikurim have in common, that they're Noyeg by all the years. Additionally, the Ein Lahem Pidyon. You can't be paid the Truma, and you can't be paid the Bikurim. Mashiach came the Maiser, as opposed to Maiser, where you could be paid the Shema Minah, says the Gemara. So you see, the Tana was Tana V'Shayer, and as a result, it knocks out some Tzveitin Mal. Rav Sheshes is true. Rav Sheshes wanted to be Poshet that an Oral is not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni from the fact that the Tana, the Mishnah that mentioned Chumras, that Truma and Bikurim having comment over Maisa Sheni, did not mention Oral. So the Gemara says it's not a Raya, Tana V'Shayer. The question was, my Shire, the High Shire? So for that we have two Terutzim. Either the Tana was Mishayer in the next Mishnah, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis, or Rav Ashi said, Meiresha Nami Shamet Mino, the Tana was actually Mishayer in the first Mishnah, in Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Either way, we return to the original question. Can an Oral eat Maisa Sheni, or could an Oral not eat Maisa Sheni? Zok Tumar Toshma, I'll bring you a raya from a braisa. Neshtairu boi tzitzin ha-ma'akvin ha-samilo. If the Moel did a bris mila and he left over some of the tzitzin that are ma'akev the mila, that means this person is an oral. So says the braisa, what's his halachic status? Very important. Hareza eino yoichel, loy betruma, can't eat truma. That's our parak. An oral is not allowed to eat truma. V'loy bePesach, that's a pasuk in the Torah. An oral is not allowed to eat from the carbon Pesach. V'loy bKachin, an oral can't eat all kachin, not only a carbon Pesach. V'loy bMeiser, he also can't eat meiser. Oh, says the Gemara, my lab meiser dagon. Aren't we talking about meiser dagon? And what type of meiser dagon? Meiser sheni. Now, why would we assume we're talking about meiser sheni? We spoke about this already because meiser rishon doesn't really have kedusha. It's chulin. So, being that it mentions Meiser, it's probably the Meiser that has Kedusha, which is Meiser Sheni. And if that's the case, you have a Mufurisha Braisa, that an Oral, can he Truma, can he Pesach, can he Kachim, that we knew already, that's not newsworthy, but also, can he Meiser Sheni? So that's a Mufurisha, right? The Gemara says, law. You know what Meiser means? Meiser Behema. Now, Meiser Behema is different than Meiser Sheni, it's different than Meiser Rishon, it's different than Meiser Mena Meiser, it's different than Meiser Ani. Meiser Behema is a carbon, a Siri Kodesh, and it actually has Kedusha, and it was brewed on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, that's what the Oral's not allowed to eat. It's not Meiser Sheni. Of course, it's not Meiser Rishon, it's referring to Meiser Behema. But the Gemara says, Meiser Behema Hainu Kachim. Isn't Meiser Behema included in Kachim? The Braisa said already that an Oral is not allowed to eat Kachim. So if it said Kachim, why do we have to single out Meiser Behema? Zok Gemara, L'tamech, according to you, that you don't understand why the Tana of Mishnah would single out Meiser Behema, let me ask you a question. It says Pesach and Kachim, so why did Tana single out Pesach? No, if it singled out Pesach, even though it's included in Kachim, so the Tana is allowed to single out Meiser Behema, even though it's included in Kachim. The Gemara says, no, Pesach and Kachim, I can explain to you. I can rationalize rationalize why the Tana would have singled out Pesach, even though already mentioned Kachim. Why? Didn't know Tana Pesach? Because that it only said Pesach and not Kachim, you would have never known Kachim. You would have assumed Mishum da Arelus be Pesach Ksiva. What does it say in the Torah that an Arel is not allowed to eat Kachim? It says it one time in the parish of Karban Pesach. That it only said in the Braisa that an Arel is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, you actually would have had a Havamina. It would have been wrong, but you would have thought that maybe it's only the Karban Pesach, as opposed to Shar Kachim. Avol Kachim Emoloi. So that's why the time of the Braisa had to mention Kachim. Now, if Itana Kachim, let it just say Kachim Havamina, I would have thought, my Kachim Pesach. And it only said Kachim, I would have thought the same Havamina, that maybe Kachim is Pesach. Now, why would Kachim mean Pesach? Kachim never means Pesach. Kachim means Kachim. Pesach means Pesach. It's because this Kachim that's discussing the Halach of Arul state by Pesach. So, just like if it would have only said Pesach, I would have thought only Pesach. Had it said Kachim, I also would have thought only Pesach. And it's for that reason, the Tana of the Braisa, to make it clear that it's not only Pesach, it's all Kachim, had to say Pesach, had to say Kachim. Like this, I know Pesach means Pesach, and Kachim means Shar Kachim. But the Gemara says, Elam Maisa Behem Alamali. But why would the Tana, the Mish Braisa, mention Maisa Behem? There's no reason to single out Maisa Behem. So, you want to tell me that when it says in the Braisa, that someone that is an Oro, he's not Oichel Leib Chumul Leib Pesach Leib Kachim Leib Meiser. Doesn't Meiser mean Meiser Sheni? And if that's the case, we have a Mefurish Araya to the Shaila of the Gemara. No, what it means is Meiser Behema. Freak the Gemara. Why would the Tana of the Brayse have to single out Meiser Behema? So Gemara says you're right. It doesn't mean Meiser Behema, but it also doesn't mean Meiser Sheni, because really an Oro is a laddie Meiser Sheni. So what does it mean? What's this Meiser that the Oro is not allowed to eat? You want to know what Meiser means? Ella Meiser Rishon. But Meiser Rishon, I thought it's Chulin. So the Gemara of Rameir, the Tana of the Braisa is Rameir, the Omar who holds Meiser Rishon also Lazar. That a Zar is not letting Meiser Rishon, which means Rameir holds Meiser Rishon does have a lot of these halachas. You could eat, you can't eat. So according to Rameir that holds a Zar is not letting Meiser Rishon, it would be reasonable to say that so too Rameir holds that an Oral is not letting eat Meiser Rishon. So we have no Raya from this Braisa. So the Gemara Toshma, Nacha Braisa, in the Tana Rav Chiya bar Rav mi Difti, Rav Chiya bar Rav, who came from Difti, he said the following braisa: Arul also b'shtei meisres. It's Arul's now let it eat two meisres. What are these two meisres? My love, echad meisre dogim, echad meisre behema. So one of them is probably meisre behema, because meisre behema is kachim, and Arul's now let it eat kachim. But what's the other one? Probably meisre sheni. Oh, so you have a mufurich braisa that Arul's now let it eat meisre sheni. Gemara says no, hachanami meisre rishon v'rameir. Maybe it means meisre rishon, and it's going a little bit rameir. So again, another braisa that we could not be pushed at the shaila from. Says the Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from this braisa. So this braisa is similar to the mishnayis that we saw in Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, as we'll see. An oinein is not allowed to eat maisa sheni, umuter b'truma b'parah. He's allowed to eat truma, and he's allowed to be involved in all the maisim related to the parah aduma. Tful yoim, that's someone that's tummy went to the mikvah, but the sun didn't set yet. He's also b'truma, he's not allowed to eat truma. Umuter b'parah b'maisa. He's allowed to be involved in the parah, and he's allowed to eat maisa. Mechusa kippurim, that's somebody that was tummy, went to the mikvah, the sun set, but he doesn't become tar until he brings a carbon. So he did everything, but he didn't bring the carbon yet. So what's his halacha? Also the parah, he's not allowed to be involved in the parah. And he's allowed to get involved in Chuma and Meiser. So essentially, the Braisa is discussing an Oinein, a Tful Yoyim, and a Mechusik Hippurim. It's discussing it as it relates to Meiser, Sheni, Chuma, and Paraduma. And the halacha is different for each one of the three. So each one of the three is going to be mutter in one, going to be usher in the other two. Now the Gemara says, V'im Isa, L'chura, if you're going to tell me that an Arul's allowed to eat Maisa Sheni, you could have had another one. You could have said that Nisni Arul Asa B'Truma, which we know, that's our Mishnah, U'mutter B'Paru B'Maisa. But he's allowed to be involved in the Paru, which is the halacha, U'B'Maisa Sheni. And he's allowed to be eat Maisa Sheni as well. Why didn't the Braisa mention this? Oh, you know why? Must be, because the Tana the Braisa holds that an Oral's not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni. If he's not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni, so he's not Mutter in one and Osir in two. He's actually Osir, he's not, he's, it's just the opposite. And it's for that reason, he's Osir in two and Mutter in one. And therefore, he couldn't mention it. So the Gemara says, oh, this must be a Raya that an Oral is Osir in Maisa Sheni. But the Gemara says, no, you have no Raya. Meaning, it's true, there is a Raya from this brisa that an oral is not allowed to eat ma'isa sheni. But it could be this has nothing to do with the bnei yeshiva shayla, because high tana the rabbi kiva, because it could be the tana this brisa was rabbi akiva. The marbile the oral katami, who holds that an oral is like a tami. The tana we learned to the brisa rabbi kiva. Rabbi kiva said ish the rabbi says the oral. Which rabbi akiva? The rabbi akiva from our parak. The rabbi akiva that holds that what's the makar that an oral is not allowed to eat truma. It's learned out from ish. Where does it say ish in the parasha of tumah? And we learn from there that an oral is treated like a tami. So zokta gemar. Oh, according to Rabbi Akiva, that's pasha. Rabbi Akiva holds that an arul is like a tame, then for sure an arul won't be able to eat ma'isa sheni. Because a tame can eat ma'isa sheni. So if a tame can eat ma'isa sheni, then so too an arul won't be able to eat ma'isa sheni either. So enechanami zokta gemar, you have a brisa that says mafurish that an arul is not allowed to eat ma'isa sheni, but it could be this has nothing to do with the question that was asked to Rav Sheshes. Because the bnei yeshiva that asked Rav Sheshes their question whether an arul is allowed to eat ma'isa sheni or not allowed to eat ma'isa sheni knew that aliba the Rabbi Akiva it would be aser. They never asked such a question. They knew that Rabbi Akiva, who holds that an arul is like a tummy, ish in the parish of tumah the rabbis arul, for sure wouldn't be able to eat ma'isa sheni. The shaila was shalei aliba the Rabbi Akiva, the ones that Rabbi Akiva, what would they hold as it relates to ma'isa sheni? Meaning, according to the shitas that hold that an arul is not a tameh. So if he's not a tameh, he's just an arul. So there, yesh lachker. Would he be mutter ma'isa sheni or not? And you can't be pushing anything from here. So the Gemara says, if the Bnei Yeshiva's question to Rav Sheshes was according to the chaylik on Rabbi Akiva, so the Gemara says, Uman tana the polyglot Rabbi Akiva. Who is the tana that's chaylik with Rabbi Akiva? Now, if someone asked us, learning the first few dafin here in Baruch Garo, who's the Tana that's Chaylik Rabbi Akiva? Who's the Tana that doesn't necessarily hold that an Arul is like a Tomei? We would all say, resoundingly, it's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was the other Shita in our sugya who holds that an Arul Yoichel B'Tshuma has nothing to do with the parish of Tomo. It's learned out from Karban Pesach with Xer Shava, Muftami Beis Sodom, Toshavasacha. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, who's the Tana that's Chaylik Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara says, Tana the Rabbi Yosef Abavlihi. A very surprising, shocking answer. It's the Tana Kama of the Braisa that mentions Rabbi Yosef Abavli. So what is that? Braisa, and who is the Tana Kama? The Tanya. Sreifas Oinein Umechusa Kippurim Sheira. Oinein is a ladder burn the Para Aduma, and a Mechusa Kippurim is a ladder burn the Para Aduma as well. Rabbi Yosef Abavli Oimer, Rabbi Yosef Abavli said, Oinein Sheira, an Oinein is allowed to, Mechusa Kippurim Sula, whereas a Mechusa Kippurim is not allowed to. So what do you see from here? So Rashi says, what you see from here is that the Tana Kama of this Braisa argued with the previous Braisa. The previous Braisa had said that a Mechusa Kippurim is Aser Bepara. The Tana Kama of this Braisa says, Sreifas Oinen U Mechusa Kippurim Ksheira. In other words, a Mechusa Kippurim is allowed to be involved in the Para Aduma. Rabbi Yosef HaBavli said, Mechusa Kippurim is Psula. He is the Tana of our Braisa. But the Tana Kama, as it relates to Mechusa Kippurim and Para, is not like our Braisa. So Zok Rashi, you know what the Gemara means to say? That just like the Tana Kama argues with our Braisa on the Nekuda as it relates to whether or not a Mechusa Kippurim could be involved in the Parah Aduma, Yesh Loimar, so too, he's going to argue as it relates to the halacha of whether or not an Arul is allowed to eat Ma'isa Sheni or not allowed to eat Ma'isa Sheni. Meaning, granted, you see in the Braisa that an Arul is not allowed to eat Ma'isa Sheni, but that's going according to Rabbi Akiva. I don't know if everybody agrees. Who's the one that wouldn't agree? Says the Gemara, this Tana Kama, because this Tana Kama you see doesn't hold like the Braisa. Which part of the Braisa? Mechusa Kippurim and Parah. So Yesh Lema, so too, doesn't agree with the Tana of the Braisa as it relates to eating Ma'isa Sheni. Tosfos brings Rashi's Pshat in our Gemara, and Tosfos, I posh don't understand Rashi's Pshat. On so many different levels, I don't understand it. First of all, what Shaychis does, whether an Arul could eat Ma'isa Sheni, have to do with a Mechusa Kippurim getting involved in Parah Aduma? Pasha Tosfos says, I don't know the connection. Besides, if the Gemara is trying to find the Tana that argues with Rabbi Akiva, who the Boyuminei Mirav Sheshes would have been referring to when they posed this question, they should have just quoted Rabbi Eliezer, like we said ourselves, right before the Gemara started. So because of this, Tosfos has a whole different shot in the Gemara, Ayin Shom. But the bottom line is, if we stop here for 1 second, the question of the day, which was also the question of yesterday, is Arul Mao B'Maisa Sheni. Arul's not allowed to eat Truma, he can't eat from the Karban Pesach, he can't eat Kachim. What about Ma'isa Sheni? Is it allowed to eat Ma'isa Sheni, or is it not allowed to eat Ma'isa Sheni? And really what we have up until this point is we have two Shitas in the Sugya who hold that the answer is no. The first one was Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes brought a riot from the Mishnah, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph and Masechtas Bikur. That was yesterday's daf that we recapped in the beginning of today's daf. Now we have Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's poshut. They never even asked the Shiloh according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, Oral was like a Tame. So if an Oral is like a Tame, Tame is not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni. So to an Oral wouldn't be able to eat Maisa Sheni either. So after Rabbi Yitzchak saw the Oral loss of a Maisa, Rabbi Yitzchak also holds that Oral is not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Nay, Oral loss of a Maisa. How do you know Oral is not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni? So he said, Nemar. Mimenu b'maisa. It says the word mimenu b'maisa sheni. V'nemar mimenu b'pesach. And it says the word mimenu by the carbon pesach. Ma mimenu amr b'pesach aral asubay. Just like carbon pesach where it says mimenu, aral's nalati from the carbon pesach. Af mimenu amr b'maisa aral asubay. So too, the mimenu that it says by maisa sheni is going to teach us, it's exer shavo, that aral is not allowed to eat maisa sheni. Meaning, an oral's nalati maisa sheni, said Rav Yitzchak, now I know it, zeh reshava from Pesach, which, of course, is eerily similar to what Rabbi Eliezer said right at the beginning of the parak, that an oral's nalati eat truma, and what's the makar? Zeh reshava from Pesach. What was the zeh reshava for truma? Toshav asachar. What's the zeh reshava for maisa sheni? It's mimenu. Now, the Gemara is going to say to Rav Yitzchak exactly what the Gemara told Rabbi Eliezer in the beginning of that. The Gemara says, mufni. This better be a gzeir shava mufna. The Eloi mufni, because if this gzeir shava is not a mufna, ikla mifrach have an obvious pircha. You're learning maisa sheni from Pesach? This, a pircha, what's that? Malu Pesach? Shinkin chayav and olam ishom pigul v'noise v'tame. Pesach is doch kachin. And because it's kachin, there's a parish of pigul and tot noiser. And tum is very, very chomer. There's karetz when it comes to tum and a carbon Pesach. Tum is mikdash v'kalachov. As opposed to maisa sheni, there's no pigul, there's no noiser. And even though you're not allowed to eat maisa sheni, you're in a state of tumma, but it's not nearly as chomer. So the Gemara says, is it exer shuv? The Gemara says, yeah. Lo'e afnuye mufni. It really is a gzeir shava mufna. Zok the Gemara, my mufni. What is the gzeir shava mufna? Meaning, the words of the gzeir shava are mimenu mimen. If it's going to be a gzeir shava that mufna, it means the word mimenu that we're using for the gzeir shava is going to be extra. So the Gemara says, where is it? Extra amar rava, amar rabbi yitzchak. I'll tell you. Because tlasa mimenu ksivi. It says the word mimenu 3 times in the parish of the carbon Pesach. We'll just read it. It's 2 psukim. Al toichlu mimenu, that's one, no. Ubashal mavushu b'amayim ki'im tzliyesh roishe al krov al kirboi. V'loi soysiru mimenu ad boiker, v'hanoyser mimenu ad boiker be'esh tisroifu. Now the first mimenu is talking about the way you can and cannot eat the carbon Pesach. Al toichlu mimenu, you can't eat it. No, halb gebruten. Ubashal mavushu b'amayim, it's not going to be cooked. Fine. The second mimenu is the iser noiser. And then the third mimenu is the mitzvah that if you have noiser, va noiser mimenu ad boiker, be'esh tisroifu. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchok's talking. It says 3 times the word mimenu by the carbon Pesach. Chad legufe. One is legufe, to teach me the ikar halacha. What's the ikar halacha? The first mimenu that defines how you're supposed to eat the carbon Pesach is coming to teach me that it's only the carbon Pesach that has a shulchan aruch how you eat it. That al toichlu mimenu no ubashal mavushu b'mayim. But the matzah and the mar and everything else, that you can eat the way you want to eat it. Fine. V'chad l'gzeir shava. One is for the gzeir shava. That's what we need. V'chad. And the third one is that the third, which was mentioned by the mitzvah of noiser, it says v'anoiser mimenu ad boiker. That mimenu is really extra. Meaning, the Gemara explains, that when it says, what the Pasuk is coming to teach me is that noiser is a lav shenitik laseh. It's coming to teach me that in the event that there was noiser, now you have a mitzvah to go ahead and burn it. So I did chsev noiser. The Torah had to write the word noiser to teach me the nitik laseh. So chsev nami mimenu, the Torah wrote the word mimenu. And what's the cheshbon? Being that in the lav the Torah said the word mimenu, lo yisoysiru mimenu, so in the asay, which the Torah had to say to make it a lav anitik laasay, so the Torah used the same language of mimenu. See, right, the third mimenu is agav. Why? Because I did the chsiv noiser, chsiv na mimenu, because that's the derech of the Torah sometimes. We'll repeat a word simply because of another word that we need to say. There's another man that learns out a different shot from that pasuk to teach me that Sreifas Noisa couldn't be really done the next day. Right? The Karban Pesach was eaten the first night of Yontif. Sounds like that next morning he's supposed to burn the Karban Pesach, if it was Noisa. But there's a mandam that says you're not allowed to, and the reason is because it's Yontif, and you can't burn the Karban Pesach on Yontif. So what you do is you wait for the Biker Sheni, you wait for the following morning, which is already Chol HaMoed, and then you're going to be allowed to do it. So according to that mandam, the Iku word of Anoisim Yimenu Ad Biker is the word Ad Biker. Okay, but I dichsev Ad Biker, ksev nami Mimenu. The point is, that means that it says Ad Biker, it says the word Mimenu as well. So again, Rabbi Yitzchak said that it's Xerishov HaMufna. You know, I know that, because it says by the Karban Pesach, three times the word mimenu. Chad l'gufe, to teach me that only the Pesach itself is al toich mimenu no abashim uvushim amayim. Number two, for gzereshava, oh, it's mufna. This is the extra word. This is the word that we're going to get into. And then the third one is mention agav. Being that by the lav of noiser, it said loisayisiru mimenu. So by the mitzvah of noiser, we mention the word mimenu as well. Okay, now the tlas mimenu ksivu b'maiser. It also says the word mimenu three times by Mais Nesheni. It says, Lo yochalti v'oini mimenu, v'lo biarti mimenu betame, v'lo nosati mimenu lemes. So the Gemara says, Cha, the gufe. The first mimenu that it says, Lo yochalti v'oini mimenu, that's legufe. Now what does legufe mean? So it's not clear. Rashi doesn't say. If you look at the Tosfos Yeshanim says, one line, lemait ma'aser rishon shemuta baninus. It's only mimenu ma'aser sheni that's also baninus, but ma'aser rishon you're allowed to eat baninus. That's one mimenu. V'chad v'loy viarti mimenu betame. That's coming to teach me l'drabavo amar Rabbi Yochanan, who taught and said that it's only ma'aser sheni and bikurim for that matter that you're not allowed to burn when it's tame and benefit from, but truma you are allowed to have anah from it when it's tame while you burn it. The chad and the third one was the Reish Lakish. I'm Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish. I'm Rabbi Simoy. Minai lo ma'aser sheni shin b'shemot l'saicha. How do you know that if you have ma'aser sheni that's tame? The halacha is you're allowed to smear it on your bodies. This is a chiddush. You can't eat ma'aser sheni that's tame. You can't drink ma'aser sheni that's tame. You can't even benefit from ma'aser sheni that's tame when you burn it, but you're allowed to do sicha on your guf. Chiddush, but it's not from a pasuk because it says loy nosati mimenu lemeis, and we learn from here lemeis with loy nosati holichai dum yedemeis nosati. Meaning, it sounds like you had ma'aser sheni that you wanted to use for a mace, and you're saying in your vidur ma'aser that I never used it for a mace. Now, it sounds like the thing that you're saying you didn't do for a mace, if you wanted to do for a chai, you could have, because otherwise avadi you didn't use it for a mace. Any ishtamshus you would have used it for with a mace, you couldn't have used anyways for a chai. It sounds like there's an iser, don't use it for a mace. Something you could have done for a chai, you can't do it for a mace. And that's what you're saying, when asati mimenu l'mace. So says the Gemara, it sounds like whatever you would use ma'aser sheni for a mace for, you could use for a chai. Now, what's something that you can use ma'aser sheni for a chai and for a mace? Have you ever used a sicha? The only thing the Gemara could come up with is sicha. So must be. You see from me that ma'aser sheni you're allowed to do sicha, and even ma'aser sheni that's tame, the halach is you're allowed to do sicha. The Gemara says maskel from Mazutra. Mazutra asks the kash. I have a different aid. So the aim of likach loy arm v'tachrichen. Maybe what you're saying is loy nosati mimenu lemace. The vidui is that I didn't use the ma'aser sheni to buy arm v'tachrichen. That's something that a mace needs. Now, if that's the case, you know what that would imply? That would imply that if you would want to buy something for a chai, you want to use your ma'aser sheni to buy something, barter it, let's say, that's something you'd be able to do. Now, the truth is you can't. You have to eat ma'aser sheni. You can't just buy things with it. But, says the Gemara, how do you know to bring a ra'i from here that you could do sicha when it's tameh? Maybe what you should prove from here is that you're allowed to buy something with it. So Gemara says, two reasons why that's not the limud. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, mimenu, v'lenasati mimenu l'meis. Mimenu means migufa. It sounds like I'm using the gufa zach. Now, I can use shemen on a mace for sicha. But you can use ma'aser sheni on the mace for aron tachrichen. You can barter it, you can sell it, take the money, buy, but you can't actually use the actual thing. Rav Ashi said, it says, v'leinosati dumya de loyochalti. It says, loyochalti mimenu ba'oini, and then it says, loyinosati mimenu lemeis, and ma, lahalin, just like over the ear, migufoi, right? You eat the actual thing. Afka migufoi, so to hear, you eat the actual thing. But says the Gemara, the bottom line is that all three mimenus by ma'aser have a purpose. The first mimenu is the gufe, which we said that the vidu is talking about ma'aser sheni, not ma'aser rishon. The second one is coming to teach me Rabavo, Amr Rabbi Yochanan Zalacha, and that is only mimenu, only ma'aser sheni shenitma, you're not allowed to have hana from while you burn it, but truma shenitma, you are allowed to have hana while you burn it from. And the third mimenu is coming to teach me the halacha that ma'aser sheni shenitma, the halacha is mutter l'soicha. But we have three mimenus by Pesach, we have three mimenus by ma'aser sheni, and one of the mimenus that we had by Pesach is mufna. So Zok de Gemara, again, let's come full circle. The Afrab Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak holds that Aros not letting ma'aser sheni. How does he know he learns Gzeira Shava from Pesach? What's Gzeira Shava mimenu? Zok de Gemara, better be Gzeira Shava mufna. I hope it is, because if not, Ikelam Efrach. How can you learn ma'aser sheni from Pesach? Pesach is kachim, it's much more chomer than ma'aser sheni. Mar says, it is mufna. What's mufna? one of the mimenus by Pesach. So the Gemara says, okay, so one half of the equation is mufna. We know where this is going. So the Gemara asks, Vakati mufna misad echad, it's only mufna from one side. That's good according to the Mandama that holds that if you have Xerish Shava, that's mufna from one side, that's Xerish Shava, it's bulletproof, you can't ask kashas. So Gavaldik, that's fine, that answered the question. It's mufna because on one side it's mufna. El Mandama the Mede Meshivin. But according to Mandama that says you could ask questions on Xerish Shava, that's only mufna on one side. You can ask a kasha. And for the Gemara, Rav Yitzchok will tell you, if you hold that Gzeir Shava needs to be mufna from two sides, we can make this Gzeir Shava mufna from two sides. Because there are shitas that would hold that the Gzeir Shava is mufna on two sides. Which would mean that one of the mimenus in Ma'isa Sheni, we didn't really need. Which one would we not need? So the Gemara says, Hachter Rabavo, the mimenu that we use to teach Rabavo's halacha. That Allah Rabbi Vos said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that you later have Hana from Shemen, Truma, Shenitma, which was learned out from Mimenu, like Biarti Mimenu, but told me only by my Sashemi I didn't have Hana from it. But from Truma I could. There is a Mandama that learned that same Allah from somewhere else. Rav Nachman, Amr Rabbi Ravu, and Nachman, Amr Nachman, Amr Rabbi Ravu. My text was put on the passage that says, Fani, Hine, Nasati, Lucha, Es, Mishmeres, Trumoy, Soy. Truma is a Russian rabbi. The trade truma is a custom without. Pasuk is talking about two different types of trumas. Achas truma, tahir, achas truma, temeyo. It says two trumas, which means tahir and temeyo. The Amir Achmana and the pasuk says vani hina nasati lacha. What does lacha mean? Ahar nakayin. It belongs to you. That's the beginning of the pasuk. Vayidaber Hashem al ahara. Vani hine nasati lacha es mishmeres truma isai. So you see that side truma tahir and side truma temeyo belongs to ahar nakayin. What's he doing with truma temeyo? Obviously, you can benefit from it. That if you want to use it as fuel to cook, that's something that you would be allowed to do. If that's the case, I have a different makar to the halacha that you're allowed to have hanah from truma tmeya while you're burning it. If that's the case, I don't need mimenu for it. If I don't need mimenu for it, so I have two mimenus that I'm mufna. I have one of the mimenus by Pesach. I have one of the mimenus by Maisnasheni, and that's Ogzereshova, that's Mufna, me beis at Stodim, and that would be the Makar, then Arul's not allowed to eat Maisnasheni. So the bottom line is this last Gemara was Arul could eat Maisnasheni, could not eat Maisnasheni. What emerged was that we have three sheetas that would hold in Arul's not allowed to eat Maisnasheni. We had the Amira Rav Sheshes, who proved it from Perak Beis Mishnah Aleph from Masechtas Bikurim. The Gemara said, according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds Ish L'Rabbis Hesa Aral, and Aral's like a Tameh, so for sure an Aral wouldn't be able to be Ma'is Hasheini. And we had Rabbi Yitzchak, who had Gzereshava Mufna, learned it, Mimenu, Mimenu, from Karban Pesach. And this concludes the first Sugya in Perak Aral, the Halacha that an Aral's not allowed to eat Shruma. So going back to the opening line of the Perak. The Perak began, Ha'aral V'chol HaTmeyim. So an aral is not allowed to eat truma, and all the tmeim are also not allowed to eat truma. Zokta Gemara, minani mili. What's the makar that all the tmeim are not allowed to eat truma? I'm Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. I'm Akrotz learned that from the following pasuk. It says, here's the whole pasuk: Ish ish mizera aharon. So you have a member of the family of aharon. The Gemara is going to darshan the word zera. So ish ish mizera aharon. Behutzarua. He's a mitzayra. Oizav, or he's a zav. Bakotchim lo yoichal. He's not letting kotchim, which is going to mean truma. Adashni yitar, until he becomes tar. Vanegeya, bechol tmei nefesh. Or if someone's tummy because he came in contact with mace, oy ish ashetetze bimenu shechvazer, or someone that's a balkeri, all these people are tummy, and all these people have the lav in the Torah of bakotchim lo yoichal, which means they're not allowed to eat truma. So the Gemara said that how do you know kolat meyim lo yoichel b'truma? Amr Rabbi Yoichel, Amr Shum Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yoichel said the name Rabbi Shmuel. Amr Krod says in the pasuk ish ish mizera harim v'hut zarua oizav. Says the Gemara ezeu davar shleshava bizare shalahare. What is something that shava by all zare shalahare? Meaning, what's something that all zare shalahare are allowed to eat? It's probably truma. The scharim are allowed to eat truma. The nekevis are allowed to eat truma. So being that these things are nechal, they're nechal to scharim and nekevis, so when it says in the pasuk, bakotchim lo yoichal, what's the kotchim? It's probably truma. The pasuk says, a tummy can't eat this kotchim. Oh, that's Uriah. That tmeim are not allowed to eat truma. Right? The minani mili is, how do you know that the that a tummy can't eat truma? There's no pasuk in the Torah. You have this pasuk that says, tmeim are not allowed to eat kotchim. It says, mizera, Aharon, which sounds like it's a Dova, that Shava Bizarre Shal Aharon, it applies to Zcharim and Nekevos. If it applies to Zcharim and Nekevos, what applies to Zcharim and Nekevos must be, it's Truma. It's like the Gemara, 1 second, Ema B'chaz of a Shaykh. That's the only thing that applies to Zcharim and Nekevos, it's Truma. What about the Chazan Shaykh of a Shlomen? Kachim Kalan. And the Keva was allowed to eat that. So if a Kohen came home and he brought the Chaz of a Shaykh because that was something that he received that day for Matnas Kuhuna, his family's allowed to eat it. There's no problem. Kachi Kadoshim were only Nechal Lezichrei Kuhuna. But Kachim Kalim and the Keva's allowed to eat. So the Gemara says, how do you know that something that Shavah Bechol Zarish Alaharim is Truma, L'chayra, maybe it's the Chaz of a Shaykh? So the Gemara says, Eina Bechay Zeres. It's not considered Shavah Bezarish Alaharim. You know why? Because although a Bas Kohen is allowed to eat Chaz of a Shaykh, but if she gets married, and then her husband dies, even if she has no children, she goes back to eating truma, but she doesn't go back to eating the chaz of a shaykh. We saw that in the last parak, parak amana. So you say meres, even though it's true, it's shavah bazar shalaharim, but there are instances where it's not, and it's because of that, because there are times that it's not, so therefore, the halacha is that it's not considered shavah bazar shalaharim. Now Tosfos, top Tosfos on the Omid, asks an obvious question. If that's the case, if you want to go down that road, then truma is also not shavah bazar shalaharim. Because what happens if a bas kohen gets married, and she has a child, then she's also not chayzeres. If being eino chayzeres is a reason that she should not be able to be considered shavah bezarei shel aharon, and that's why chaz of a shoyk is not shavah bezarei shel aharon, then truma also, there's a concept of eino chayzeres in the event that she has a child. Tosfos says a teretz, ayin shom. Truma nami zok to gemara, eino b'chalolo. But the gemara asks a different question. What about a chalolo? Once a woman becomes a chalolo, for example, she's nivolat to apostle, so at that point she's not letting eat truma either. So there is an instance where truma is not going to be shavah bezarei shel aharon, and the gemara says a fascinating teretz, a teretz that be'ezus Hashem we're going to have to get back to, because a lot of raid attached to this very, very powerful line. And the gemara says, chalolo. If a bas kohen is mezana to apostle to the point that she's not letting truma, to a point where the halach is she's not letting marry a kohen, the gedder of chalol is lav zari daharini. You just gave up your rights to be zari shalaharin. A person could be a descendant biologically from a harin, but be considered in halacha lav zari daharini. So this is a concept of a mummer, where a person can lose his status as being a yid. There's a concept that a person can lose his status, or in this case, her status of being zari shalaharin. And says the Gemara, it's not zari shalaharin. You want to know something that's shavah bezarei shel aharon truma? Aya chalol? No, she's not zarei shel aharon. She's added a club. And as a result, she's not considered zarei shel aharon. Zok d'gemara. So we proved that a tameh is not let to eat kachem. Which means a tameh is not let to eat truma. Aya says kachem, doesn't say truma. Yeah, but it says zarei shel aharon. It means davar shavah bezarei shel aharon. Now, on Amud Aleph, the Gemara discussed this halacha a little bit. And one of the things we saw is that although a tameh is not allowed to eat truma, but a mechusek kippurim is allowed to eat truma. So a mechusek kippurim, the Gemara in one of the brises that are brought in Amud Aleph, it was one of the tashmas, where the Gemara was discussing whether an arul is allowed to eat ma'is hasheni or not. So it said that a mechusek kippurim is also b'paro, umuter b'truma u'b'maisa. Now let's just get one thing clear. When we talk about a tameh, there could be three stages of tumah. Meaning, not different types of tumah, but a person could be tameh, but fall into one of three categories. He's a good old-fashioned tameh. He's a tful yoyim, or he's a mechusek kippurim. A good old-fashioned tameh is someone that's tameh. He didn't do anything yet to become tar. A tful yoyim is eshengegangen and mikveh. However, the sun didn't set, v'ashemesh v'taheh, that didn't happen yet. Mechusek kippurim is where he went to the mikveh, the sun set, but his unique tumah requires him to bring a carbon. It just so happens he didn't bring the carbon yet. Someone that's a full-fledged tum is the most chamer. A tful yoyim, much less chamer. Most chusik yipurim is even less chamer than that. A tum is not a truma. A tful yoyim, that's the first Mishnah, Shishi Sidri Mishnah. Mishosha kayanim nechnasan lecha betrumasan, that's man kriyish mashal arvis, because they can't eat truma, the kayanim, until nightfall, because a tful yoyim, until the sun sets, is not a truma. But a chusik yipurim, the price is said in Amun Aleph, is allowed to. So the Gemara says, how do you know that? Umimai dahai ad ashiyitar ad ikoher shemish, ema adamaisi kaparo. Someone that's tameh is not allowed to eat truma. When is he not allowed to eat truma? What does the pasuk say? Ad sheyitar. Well, how do I know that? Because what's the makar that a tameh is not allowed to eat truma? It's the pasuk we just quoted. Ish ish mizera harim vutzaru oiza bakotchem lo yoichel ad asher yitter. Now, what does ad asher yitter mean? Obviously, Chazal understood that it means until the sun sets. Meaning, as long as the sun sets, even if he didn't bring a kapara that he might need, he didn't bring any carbon, the halacha is he's going to be allowed to eat shrum at that point. Which means ad asher yitter means until Herif Shemesh. How do you know that? How do you know it means ad Herif Shemesh? Maybe it means until he's really tahar, until he gets his kapara. So the Gemara says, Leisol k'daitach it can't be. The Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, because in Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, when they learned the Pasuk, our Pasuk that says, Ish ish mizera haroin v'hut sarua ayzav. You know what the tsarua was referring to? It's a metzora muskar. And you know what the zav is? It's a zav bal shtei rias. So it could be a bal zav, could be a bal shtei rias, and it could be a bal shalosh rias. The difference between bal shtei rias and bal shalosh rias is carbon. Bal shtei rias is tame, he doesn't have to bring a carbon. Bal shalosh rias is tame, he has to bring a carbon. A metzora muskar, metzora muchlet, same difference. Metzora muskar doesn't have to bring a carbon. A metzora muchlet does have to bring a carbon. Now, Tanit Rabbi Shmuel said that the pasuk that says ad asher yitter is talking about someone that doesn't have to bring a carbon. It's a zav bal shtei rias, and it's a metzora muskar. So if that's the case, so obviously we're not talking about a mechusa kippurim. So if we're not talking about a tummy that needs to ever bring a carbon, so what does Adashi Yitter mean? He does whatever he needs to do. What does he need to do? There is no carbon for his tumah. So obviously all it means is that he needs to go to the mikvah, he needs Herif Shemesh. So if that's the case, that must be what the pasuk is talking about. Now, Zok the Gemara, how did Tanit V'Rabbi Shmuel know that the Tzaru and the Zav is a Zav Bal Shtei Rias and it's a Metzorim Muskar? He felt Dumi the Tmei Nefesh. Because the Pasuk also mentions someone that's Tami Tumas Meis. And not Tmei Nefesh La Bakaparu. Someone that's Tami Tumas Meis doesn't ever have to bring a carbon. Hani Namad Labne Kaparninu. So these Tmeim also are Tmeim that won't have to bring a carbon. So says the Gemara, that's how you know that if someone is Tame and he already had hair of Shemesh, he's just a mechusik kippurim, he's allowed to eat truma. Because what's the makar that a tami is not allowed to eat truma? Again, klar, what's the makar that a tami is not allowed to eat truma? Ish, ish, mizera, harim, butzaru, oizav, bakachem, lo yoichal, ad asher yitter. And what does ad asher yitter mean until hair of Shemesh? How do I know that? Because there's no one in this pasuk that needs to bring a carbon. It says metzayr, doesn't he need a carbon? Yeah, but Tanvi Rabbi Shmuel said it means a metzayr muskur that doesn't bring a carbon. It says saruam, it says zav, zav also needs to bring a carbon. Yeah, that's a Zabal Sholeh Rios. But Tanya Rabbi Shmuel said it's about Zabal Shtei Rios. So the Pasuk is clear talking not about someone that ever needs to bring a carbon. So when it says Ad Asher Yitter, means Herif Shemesh, and that's how you know once the sun sets, you're done, even when you're Mechusik Yipurim. But the Gemara asks the most basic question. The Emo, maybe it's true. When the Pasuk says Ad Asher Yitter, means it means Herif Shemesh. But maybe that's only Hani Milu Glavar Kapar. That's because we're dealing in this pasuk, like Tanu Rabbi Shmuel said, with Tmeim that don't ever need Kapar. Avodavar Kapar. But if someone was Tamei and he needed a Kapar, maybe Adam Isaac Kapar. Maybe he would have to have Kapar. So it's true. The pasuk's talking about people that don't need Kapar. Therefore, Adashi Yitter means Herif Shemesh. But Lo'ilam, if the person needed a Kapar, maybe he would have to be in Kapar. Vesu, I'll ask you another question. Another thing that I would like to understand. Hadit Tanah, we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Negoim. The Mishnah says, Tavav Allah Oichel Ma'isa. So we're talking about a Mitzayra Muchlet. He's someone that has to go to the mikvah, he needs Herif Shemesh. Additionally, he's also going to need to bring a carbon. So this is what the Mishnah says. Tava va'ola. This Mitzayra Muchlet went to the mikvah. This is his last day. Day number 7. Oichel b'mais. He can eat Ma'isa Sheni immediately. Meaning, a tful yoim is allowed to eat Ma'isa Sheni. Herif Shemeshai, once the sun sets, Oichel b'truma. He could even eat truma. Hevi kapara, once he brings the kapara, Oichel b'kachim. Minala, and how do you know this? In other words, these are Yisoidus in the laws of Tyrus. But what we're saying is that Ma'isa Sheni, truma, and kachim are very, very different as it relates to a tame. Someone that's tame is not allowed to eat Ma'isa Sheni. Lo'yachalti mimenu b'tame. But at the same time, once you're toivel, even if the sun didn't set, meaning even though you're a tful yoim, you're allowed to eat Ma'isa Sheni. A tful yoim can eat Ma'isa Sheni. A tful yoim can eat truma. Until when? Until Herif Shemesh. Mishasha kiyanim nechnasim lachad trumasim. But as soon as it's Herif Shemesh, even though he's mechusa kippurim, like in this case, mitzayra muchet, he's going to have to bring a carbon on the next day, he's allowed to eat truma. Kachin, you can't eat until you have the complete kapara. So a tful yoim could eat Ma'isa Sheni. A mechusa kippurim could eat truma. Kachin, you can't eat until you get the ultimate kapara. And the question is, minalan, how do we know all this? Amar Rava, Rava said, Amar Rav Chizun, Dreim Rav Chizda. Because Tlasa Kroik Sivi, there's three psukim that I mentioned in the Torah that talk about this Indian. The first pasuk is, it says, Nefesh ashetiga boy, v'tama ad ha'arev. This is a person that's tame, and he's tame until the evening. V'lo yoicham en ha'kachim, kim rochatz besare b'mayim. He shouldn't eat kachim until he goes to the mikvah. Says the Gemara, oh, it sounds like ha'rochatzar. As soon as he goes to the mikvah, he's allowed to eat. So it sounds like even before Harav Shemesh, he could eat kachim. Next pasuk. Uksiv, it says, uba ha'shemesh v'taher. You have to wait for the sun to set. And then you can eat kachim. Oh, so what does it sound like from here? You can't just go to the mikvah. You have to wait for the sun to set. But at least once sun set, then you can eat. There's a third pasuk that says, now the beginning of the pasuk is, you're going to bring the carbon, you're going to get tahira. So it sounds like the tahira, you can't eat kachim until when? Until you bring the carbon. So which one is it? Do you have to go only to the mikvah? Do you need the sun to set? Or do you even need the carbon? So the Gemara says, okay, it's account the meiser, account the truma, account the kachim. Meiser, as soon as you go to the mikvah, even if Tfulyam's allowed to eat meiser. Truma, wait for the sun to set. Even if Mechus HaKibun's allowed to eat truma. Kachim, you have to wait until the end. Freit the Gemara, this is the theme of the last few dafin. Freit Bechano, Efshef HaKer, how do you know? Maybe just the opposite. Now, that's Pashit, kachim is going to be the most chomer. That's not the Epechana. The Epechana is Maisa Sheni versus Truma. Because again, I think if you ask the man on the street, what's Mochama, Maisa Sheni or Truma? Truma, not the Truma. Why? I don't know. Because I'm pretty sure that's the way it is. But really, from learning Paragaro, you see, it's not so simple. The Gemara is handling it back and forth. We know Kachim is more chomer, even though the Gemara discussed that a little bit as well. But the Gemara is going to take for granted now that Kachim for sure is the most chomer. But the Epechana, maybe Tful Yoim is Asib and Meiser and really Mutib and Truma. So the Gemara says, Mistabra, it's Mistabra that Truma Adifa. That Truma is more Chama than Meiser. Sheni Shekain. Here we go again. Mem Ches Pe Zayin. Mem means there's Misa Videi Shemayim for someone that eats Truma. There's a Chaymesh for someone that eats Truma. Beshaigi, Gazar, Pinyain. You can't be paid to Truma. And a Zar is not allowed to eat Truma. In contrast to Ma'is Hasheni, it's like more Adarabo. Ma'is Hasheni Adifo, Shekein, Hey, Dalit, Samech, Tezves. Number one, Ma'is Hasheni has to be eaten Havas, Makkim. That's the Hey, it has to be eaten Dafkin in Yerushalayim. There's a parasha of Vidoy. An Oinein is not allowed to eat Ma'is Hasheni. An Oinein is allowed to eat Truma, Tuma. And you know, I've not from Ma'is Hasheni that's Tummy. And beer is a mitzvah beer by Ma'is Hasheni. No mitzvah beer by Truma. So the Gemara says, I hear about Filu Hachi Miso Adifo. The fact that there's Miso sometimes for eating Truma. But there's never going to be Misa for eating Ma'is Hasheni. That means that Truma's Adif. Roman said, the way Misa Adif for Nami Lamas Hazamrit. No, it's even more posh. It's so obvious to me the way you're supposed to learn these psukim. You don't have to come on, compare and contrast and say, my list is longer, your list is longer. It's very posh. You know why? Because I'm not cross. The pasuk that says that as soon as a tummy goes to the mikvah, even without Harav Shemesh, he's allowed to catch him, says, Nefesh. Ashetiga boy. Nefesh means Eza Udavar Sheshava B'chol Nefesh. Feels like Hilchos Yontif. But what's an example of something that Shav L'chol Nefesh? The oim is a meiser, as in meiser sheni. Meiser sheni shav l'chol nefesh, because everyone's allowed to eat it. As opposed to the truma, it's not shav l'chol nefesh. And being that it's not shav l'chol nefesh, so therefore, it's not going to be included. But the bottom line is that we see from here that the halacha is that a tamei even is not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni, a tummy is not allowed to eat Truma, a tummy is also not allowed to eat Kachim. However, depending on whether he went to the mikvah, Harav Shemesh, Bordas Karvin, that's going to make a difference. Meaning, if he didn't go to the mikvah yet, that's when he's not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni. But once he goes to the mikvah, even if he's a Tful Yoyim, he could eat Maisa Sheni. A Tful Yoyim could eat Maisa Sheni, but he can't eat Truma, but a Mechusa Kippurim could eat Truma. And Mechusa Kippurim, however, can he catch him? The only time he'd be able to catch him is once he gets his complete tahira. Says the Gemara, Vakati, still I could ask, can he mili hechad la bar kapara? Maybe the only time a koyin is allowed to eat truma if he had Harav Shemesh, even if he didn't bring his carbon, it's if the tumah that he has is not a tumah of kapara. Aval hechad bar kapara, adam aysa kapara. Then maybe it's a type of tumah that requires kapara, maybe he would need kapara. Meaning, maybe in the event that it requires kapara, you shouldn't need kapara. Amar Abayas, Abayas said, Trey Kroy, Ksiv v'yiledes. I have two psukim in the parish of v'yiledes itself. Ksiv, it says, ad maloisi mei tahara. It says that the Yoledes is not allowed to eat kachim until she finishes counting. Kimin shemalu yomeh ta'ira. It sounds like as soon as she finishes counting, she becomes tar, even if she didn't bring her carbon. Because there's another pasuk that says v'chipra le'a koyim v'tahira. Then no, first you need to bring the carbon, and then she's going to get ta'ira. Okay, it's that count the truma, count the kachim. One pasuk is talking about truma that doesn't require the carbon. The other pasuk is talking about kachim that does require the kapara. The point is The point is that you see from here that even a Yoledes that's going to need a carbon, so she's technically a Mechusa Kippurim, still, once she has Harif Shemesh, at that point, halacha is she's a Lady Truma. How do you know that the more Chamur halacha is talking about Kachim, the more Kuladiga halacha is talking about Truma? Maybe it's just the opposite. So the Gemara says, Mistabra, Kodesh Chamur, no, Kodesh is more Chamur then truma shekain pei nun kuf ayin chav samach pigol noisa carbon milo karis and oinin adar rabba truma chamura shekain mem ches pei zayin. We spoke at just before what that means. So the Gemara says hanach nefish, and the list of kachem is longer, and therefore kachem is going to be more chamer, and kachem the mechusa kippurim is not going to be allowed to eat, but the mechusa kippurim is going to be allowed to eat truma. Rava Amar Rava says b'lei hanach nefish lematzis amr. Even without saying that one list is longer than the other list, it's anyways obvious that this is the way it is. Because oh my god, the pasuk says v'chiper alei akoyim v'tahera. Mechlal shehi temeya, meaning it's clear from the psukim that the Yoledes doesn't get complete taira until she brings her carbon. Now, if you're going to tell me that she's allowed to eat kachim even before she brings her carbon, there's a pasuk in the Torah that says that if a tummy touches kachim, you're not allowed to eat the kachim anymore. So how could someone that's mechusa kippurim possibly eat kachim? At the end of the day, the mechusa kippurim is tummy. And if the mechusa kippurim is tummy, the moment he touches the kachim, he now was metamim, and there's a pasuk in the Torah, so it can't be that a mechusa kippurim is allowed to eat kachim. Must be it's truma. For truma, you don't have that halach about basa ashiri b'chol tamei lo yachel el shmami no betruma. That's how you know for sure the mechusa kippurim is allowed to eat truma, but the mechusa kippurim is not allowed to eat kachim. One more gemara. Maskif lo rav sheisha brei de rav idi. Mi matzis amr truma ksiva hachel. Is it possible to say that the pasuk of an meloisi mei tahar, which is in the parasha of Yoledes, which we just said is the makar that a Yoledes, or that any mechusa kippurim is allowed to eat truma, is talking about truma? I mean, you want a pasuk in the parasha of Yoledes to be talking about truma camping? Because the time we learned the brayso, Dabar b'nei Yisrael, ain't li'el b'nei Yisrael, giyoris v'shifchem shcheres minayim. Dabar b'nei Yisrael is the beginning of parasha Tazri, and the pasuk is talking about the laws of Yoledes, and it says that ain't li'el b'nei Yisrael. How do you know giyoris and a shifchem mishuchreres? Giyoris is a giyoris, and a shifcha mishuchreres on some level is also a giyoris. How do you know that they're included in the parish of Tumas Leida? Talmud Loimar, it says, ish, isha, kisa azriya v'yolda, the word ish is extra, to teach me a giyoris is included in the parish of Tazriya. What's the kasha? If you're going to tell me that one of the halachas in the beginning of Tazriya are talking about truma, giyoris, shifcha mishuchreres, truma, ninu, could a giyoris and a shifcha mishuchreres eat truma? They can eat truma. Has a person eat truma? How would a woman eat truma? Either she's a bas kayin, or she's a bas yisrael that married a kayin. A giyoris and a shifcha mishuchreres can't be a bas kayin, by definition, and also can't be married to a kayin, because a kayin's not allowed to marry a giyoris or a shifcha mishuchreres. So if that's the case, how's it possible to tell me that there's a pasuk in the parasha of the Yoledes that's talking to the giyoris and the shifcha mishuchreres, or that's talking about truma? If it's all about truma, it couldn't apply to the giyaris and the shifcha mishuchreres, because the giyaris shifcha mishuchreres can't eat truma. Now, ironically, counterintuitively, a giyaris and a shifcha mishuchreres could eat kachim, because anyone can eat kachim in theory. It's just truma that's a problem, because for a truma, you have to have shaychus to a kayin, and you need to be either a bas kayin, which they can't be, or an ashes coin, which they also can't be. So Gemara says, how could you tell me that there's a pasuk in the parish of Yoledes talking about truma if the parish of Yoledes includes in it giyaris and shifcha mishuchreres? So my Rava said a pasuk of parrots. He said, v'loi, what, you have a problem with this? V'ksiv, how do you read this pasuk? B'chol kodesh lo yisiga. And we learn from it, l'rabbi said truma. This is one of the lavin that a tameh is not allowed to eat truma. L'chaira, it's in the parish of Yoledes. So how can you have a halacha of truma in the parish of Yoledes? Ella, what are you going to say? Krav mili mili kachashiv. Meaning, the parish of Yoledes in general relates to giyoris and a shifcha mishuchreres as well. It doesn't mean that every word in the parish of Yoledes is going to be negei giyoris and a shifcha mishuchreres. The general parish of Tumas Yoledes is true for an isha. Isha's lirabois a giyoris and a shifcha mishuchreres. What is the parish of Yoledes? Sit down and go through the parish of the Yoledes. Does it mean that every halach, every sifkat in parish of Yoledes is going to relate to every single woman? No, of course not. There's a general concept. This halach is negei this froy. This halach is negei that froy. You're right. The halach is of truma, vashtet, in the parish of Yoledes was only negeya, a woman that has tumas Yoledes that shayich to truma. You'll tell me you have a hechatimtza of a woman that's not shayich to eating truma? Of course. Why is that a why is that a chiddush? You have a zara is not allowed to eat truma. So geres shivchas is also not allowed to eat truma. Mili kachashiv. That is the Gemara's teretz. That's where we're going to stop for today, just to end and really conclude the oral part of Perek Ha'aral with one more ha'ara, one more Reitbei, as it relates to the general halacha of mila, and really just to come full circle and bring it back to the beginning of the parak, and that is ha'aru lo yoichlu b'truma. This was malavas through daf ayin aleph, daf ayin beis, daf ayin gimel, and really knee deep into daf ayin dalet. Someone that's an arul is not allowed to eat truma. We mentioned several times, and on daf ayin barichos, that there's a big machlokes rishonim. What the definition of an arul is? Rashi and the Bali Tosfos and Rav the rishonim say an arul is a koyin shemesu achiv machnas mila. We're talking about someone that's an arul ba'inus. Someone who had two brothers, both brothers died machmas mila. As a result, because of chazaka, chamira sakanta meisura, it is aser for this child now to have a bris mila. This child is an arul. However, nebuch an arul is oichet an arul, and Allah is lo yoichlu b'truma. This arul is not going to be able to eat truma. However, the Rishonim all quote Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam argued. Rabbeinu Tam said that if someone's an arul because meisu achiv machmas mila, he would not be considered the arul of the Mishnah that's not allowed to eat truma. Why? Because at the end of the day, it's the Chanoinus. So who is the Arul of the Mishnah? The Arul of the Mishnah is someone that b'mezid, on his own volition, decided, for whatever reason, not to do bris milah. So we have a machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. If someone's an Arul, v'pnei shemesu achiv machmas milah, is he an Arul that's lo yoich l'betruma, or is he not an Arul that's lo yoich l'betruma? So on Daf Ayin, we spoke out the Mahalach from Rabbi Chanan, Hashem Yom Kum Damai, in his Kovitz Aris, who said that Yesh Loimar, the Machloikis HaRishoinim, had to understand the Aral, is totally a Chakira HaYudua, what exactly the Ptur of Pekuach Nefesh is. If someone finds himself in a Matzav of Pekuach Nefesh, where barring the Gimel Averis Chamurois, he's obligated to violate all the halachas in the Torah. So right now, his din is to violate this principle in the Torah. What's the gather? Is the gather that really he's mechuyev to keep the mitzvah even in this matzv, narvas, oynes rachmano patre? Or maybe when a person's in a matzv of pekuach nefesh, he doesn't even have a chiyev to do the mitzvah. Rabbi Chanan said a nafkamina regarding Pesach Sheni, and with that chakira, he was maz for the machlokes rishonim. But I was thinking, maybe, al derech hapilpul, to suggest another mahalach, and it's really based on raid that Be'ezus Hashem we've spoken about many times over the years. And that is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Chishev lasos mitzvah, v'nenas v'lo yasah, mal olav akasav kilu asah. If somebody wanted to do a mitzvah, but he was an oynes, and because of the oynes, he couldn't do the mitzvah, is it considered, says the Gemara, mal olav akasav kilu asah, it's considered as if this person actually did the mitzvah. The emes is, what does it mean, mal olav akasav kilu asah? Does it mean that he literally gets schar as if he did the mitzvah? No, he's not going to mamish get schar as if he did the mitzvah. You do the mitzvah, you're going to get a moir to get schar. What it means is you're going to get schar. It's not just nothing. No good thought goes to waste. So the chishev lasis mitzvah, the halach is, on some level, you're going to get schar. And really, b'muscharishin, it could be, it's tali, in the shaila that we always talk about, the Chacham Tzvi, and really the Greisa Chakira, wherever Chazal used the word ki'ilu. Does ki'ilu mean that it's literally the real thing? Or ki'ilu means it's only a shtickle like the real thing? But it's not mamishet. Chishet lasi smitzo venenes v'lei asah is ma'lo olav akasav ki'ilu asah. Is it mamish ki'ilu asah? Or is it not mamish ki'ilu asah? But the bottom line is, this is the shaila. If someone had a machshava to do a mitzvah, the Gemara says, and it was an oynes v'lei asah, it's ma'lo olav akasav ki'ilu asah. Is it mamish ki'ilu asah? He's going to get schar as literally as if he did it, or it just means epis vas, he's going to get a schar. So we've mentioned many times that in the Torah of the Chassam Sofer, it's mavur that the Chassam Sofer held that chishev lasi smitzu venenes v'le asah, it's mala olav ki'ilu asah mamish. It's literally as if he did the mitzvah. Just going to mention three short places that the Chassam Sofer says it. The first is in the Sechtes Chulin Daf Pei Zayin. The Gemara over there, it's a well-known Gemara, says that if someone's about to do a mitzvah, and then somebody else chaps a mois, he ganvis the mitzvah of him. So he has to pay a knas. The knas that he has to pay is asara zehuvim. He now needs to pay asara zehuvim. So the Chassam Sofer asks that he doesn't understand that you have to pay a person for taking away his mitzvah because you stole something for him? You didn't steal anything for him. Chishev lasmis mitzvah. Venenas v'loyasa is malol v'akasav kilo asa. So this person's going to get all the schar mitzvah in the world because he wanted to do the mitzvah. You gambled it from him. You didn't steal anything. You think you took away his schar? He's going to get schar anyways. Says okay, l'gichsam soifer enochinami. When you pay this person asar zehuvim, you're not paying him because you took away his schar mitzvah. And by the way, you think schar mitzvah person's going to fakoyfa asar zehuvim? Yafa kairas ruach. But no one's selling out for 10 zehuvim. So what is that asar zehuvim? So the Chasam Sofer says a pshat. He says, because when a person does a mitzvah, he feels good afterwards. Right? You do a mitzvah, you feel like asar zehuvim. You feel geshmak, right? It gives you a very, very good feeling. If I care, if a person wanted to do a mitzvah, and then venenas v'loy asa, he walks around ungezetz, right? He feels terrible, he feels lousy. I wanted to do this mitzvah, I was about to do it, and all of a sudden, boom, somebody ganved it for me. Says the Chassam, that's what you have to pay him for. You have to pay him for taking away the geschmack he would have had. Ah, gewaldig, I just did a mitzvah. And to the contrary, now he's walking around all ungeblusen because of the fact that he didn't get to do the mitzvah. For that, mitzolten up asar zehuvim. But don't think asar zehuvim is the value of the mitzvah. And by the way, you don't have to pay him for stealing the mitzvah because he's anyways a chishev lasis mitzvah, the nenes v'lei asa, malol v'akosav kilo asa. Now, I ask you, if Chasam Sofer held a chishev lasis mitzvah, the nenes v'lei asa, is not mamish the real thing, all it is, he gets a shtickle schar. So what's the Chasam Sofer's kasha? If us daf aron kumen tzahazah grace at teretz, it's poshut. He was going to get schar mitzvah mamish from kol chavetzecha la yishvuva, and instead, yeah, he's a chishev lasis mitzvah. So he's going to get a little bit of a reward for it. You have to make up that balance. The teretz is Chasam Sofer held this mamish the same thing, and because it's mamish the same thing, so it's for that reason we have to worry about it. Another place the Chasam Sofer says we're familiar with the sugya of mitzvahs lav. Lehonois nitnu. So the Rishonim ask a kasha in the sugya of mitzvahs lav lehonois nitnu that luchayra. I don't understand. How could you tell me there's no hana from doing a mitzvah? You do a mitzvah, you're gonna get schar. You're gonna get rewarded for it one day. So mitzvahs lav lehonois nitnu. How could that be? Right? A shofar shel avodah zarah. You're allowed to blow it. Ah, you're having hana from this shofar. Mitzvah slav lohanesin. What's the noch? To a mitzvah? A maisa mitzvah is a maisa avdus. Sinishka maisa hana. Kimavur, belashoyne azov shal rashi, in rashon and avchof chesom and alf. Abim makshim harishoynim, the rishoynim asks kasha, the ran and others, that I understand. At the end of the day, forget about the hana you get from actually doing the mitzvah. That's a maisa avdus, beseder. But what about that hana you're going to get in the next world? What about the schar mitzvah? Zoktach sam sofer. Chishev lasis mitzvah v'nenas v'loy asa is mal olav akos of kilo asa. That means if you wanted to now blow shofar, but the only shofar you had was a shofar shel avodah zarah, you'd anyways get schar mitzvah because chishev lasis mitzvah v'nenas v'loy asa mal olav akos of kilo asa. You don't need the shofar to give you the schar mitzvah because you're anyways an oynes, and because you're an oynes, because the only shofar I have is a shofar shel avodah zarah, so I'm gonna get schar because I was a chishev lasis. No, so if that's the case, so it comes out the shofar is not giving me the hana, it's not giving me the schar mitzvah, I would have gotten it anyways. So if that's the case, so it comes out that hana of schar mitzvah can't be hana of mitzvah slav lohana snitnu. It's a fest of chasam sofer, but again, what do you see from here? You see the chasam sofer, there's no additional hana that you get for doing the mitzvah versus simply having the machshava to do the mitzvah. Because chishev lasis mitzvah, v'nenas v'loy asa, malav kos kilo asa, it's not just a good thing, it's a nice thing, we'll give you a little something for it. No, it's mamish the real thing. There's a third chasam sofer, and this mamish nails it. And that is, in Shailos HaTshuvos Chasam Sofer, it's a Chayshem Mishpat, it's in Siman Aleph. The Chasam Sofer there was talking about someone who didn't do something because of an oynes. So if you do something, the oynes is if you didn't do it. But if I didn't do something because I was an oynes, the end of the day, I didn't do it. Zok the Chasam Sofer, Toich Dvarov. He says that there's only one time you find that if I wanted to do something, I tried, but I couldn't do it because of an oynes, it'll be considered as if I did it. You know where you find that? Chazal say in Brachas Davav Amin Aleph, Misha Chishev Laso Is Mitzvah, V'nenas V'lo Yasa, Ma'ala Olav Akosav Kilo Asa. And here's the punchline, in quotations. Harei Amrinon, Yisni Chazal were of the opinion, Do Unsa Ki'ilu Nasa Maisa Bepoil. That when it comes to Chishev Laso Is Mitzvah, it's literally as if you did it. V'komash Malon HaRambam, That's what he's discussing. It's a special chesed that the Eibishter did for Oisei Ritzoinoi. And that is, there's a chesed that if you want to do a mitzvah and enes v'lo yasah, then it's going to be malo all of akasov, literally ke'ilu aysah. The bottom line is, what comes out, miteirasoi, shomaron, achsam soifer, is that chishev lasis mitzvah and enes v'lo yasah isn't just, you're going to get schar. Isn't just you're going to get a reward. It's literally the unsa ki ilu nasa maisa bepoil. And even though it's true in other areas in Allah, you don't find such an inyan. Sounds like the Lashonis of the Mesilas Yisham when he talks about tshuva. It's from the chazdei aboyre yisparach shemay that there's a concept, even though you did something, you could do tshuva as if you never did it. Right? This is like the inverse of that. It's mechazdei aboyre yisparach shemay that even though you didn't do it, but you just wanted to do it, but you didn't do it because of an oinus, it's going to be malal of akasav, literally as if you did it. It's lefize yesh loimar, a little bit of a leap of faith. And that is, what happens if you have a child where it was mesu achiv machmas mila, where right now you want to go ahead and do bris mila, but you can't do bris mila. You know why? Because the halacha says you can't. Don't you have a chiv? Yeah, but oynes rachmano patre. And as a result, you can't do it. Chishev lasis mitzvah, v'nenas v'lo yasah, is mala olav akosav ki'ilu asah. So if it's ki'ilu asah, yesh loymar, it's literally as if you did the bris mila. Here's the chiddush. If it's literally as if you did the bris mila, yesh loymar, that this child is not going to be considered an aro. And if this child is not going to be considered an aro, the aloch of aro lo yoich lebetshum is not going to apply to this child. Is lefize yesh loymar. The Rashi and the Rishonim who said that an aro that's mesu achiv machmas mila, the aloch is, they have a din of an aro, they can't eat truma. It was machmas oynis. But at the end of the day, Nebuchadnezzar's an oichet an arul. I chishev lasis mitzvah and enes v'lo yasah is mal all of akosav kilu asah. Yeah, you're gonna get schar. It's kilu asah. Oh, but mamish, you want it to be hari unso kilu nasa maisa bepoil? That you're not gonna have. So at the end of the day, do blights an arul. Oh, Rabbeinu Tam maybe held that chishev lasis mitzvah and enes v'lo yasah. Again, al derech hapilpo. That is mal all of akosav kilu asah. That is literally as if you did the bris milo. So if it's literally as if you did the bris milo, you're not gonna be considered it or not. But again, what's the Lambda going to say? I hear it's a nice shtickle Torah, maybe, right? But it's still, you're an Aral. What do you mean? You're an Aral. Ha'aral lo yachlu b'truma. So you're ke'ilu asa. Oh, but at the end of the day, with all your ke'ilus, b'staflesh the Aral. So at the end of the day, how could you eat truma? But I think the Teretz is meridik. You know what the Teretz is? We learned the sugya of if someone was Moshech his Arla, is he allowed to eat truma or is he not allowed to eat truma? If somebody's moishach is arla, does he go back to have a din arla or does he not go back to have a din arla? So the Gemara said, Dvar Torah, if someone's moishach is arla, the halacha is, he's allowed to eat truma. L'chayra, if someone is moishach is arla, he's an arla now. He was just moishach is arla. So if he's an arla, why is he allowed to eat truma? The teretz is, because he had a bris mila. And if someone has a bris mila, even if he's an arul, the halach is he has a din of a mol, not a din of an arul. Just to bring it out even a little bit better, the Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Beis clears a shayla. What would be if somebody was noilad mol? If somebody was noilad mol, he was born gemalit, and then he was moishach his arla. So what's the halacha? That person that was moishach his arla, does he have a din of an arul or does he have a din of a mol? In other words, in the Gemara it's mavur that if someone had a bris mila and he was moishach his arla, the halacha is he has a din not of an arul, he has a din of a mol. What would be if somebody was noilad maho, and then he went and he was moishach his arla? He would have a din of a mo, or would he have a din of an arla? So the Michas Chinuch says, there's a stark mokin to say, that if someone was noilad maho, he's moishach his arla, he's going to have a din of an arla. I, the Gemara, no, because in the Gemara he did a bris milo. So because he did a bepoil of bris milo, therefore even if he now, he was moishach his arla, so now he's technically an arla, oh, but once it's chal on him that he did a bris milo, haint is a shen gemalit, as opposed to someone that was noilad maho, he never did a bris milo. He was punk born that way, and because he was born that way. So for that reason, it could be this person that's Moshe Chazarlo is going to have a din of an aral. What you see in the Michas Chinuch is that be'etzim, someone that was Moshe Chazarlo is an aral. None of us, there's a din that once you have bris mila, so you're gemalit. And if you're gemalit, so the halacha is someone that had a bris mila, even if he's an aral, has a din of a mal. Is yesh loyma. If chishev lasis mitzvah v'nenes v'lo yasah, is mal all of akos of kilu asah, and the chsam soifer b'lishoyne yazah, the unsa ke'ilu nasa maisa b'poil, Without this Chassam Sofer's lashon, there's no raid bite. But the Chassam Sofer says klar that it's ge'ilu nasa ma'isa b'poyel. So if that's the case, mechazdei ha'boyer yisbarach shmei aloysa ritzayinoy, a chiddush niflon wonders you don't find anywhere. It's mamish like you did it, and that's why the shitasai and all these other Chassam Sofer's, the Chassam Sofer's tiny, it's mamish the real thing. So it comes out you did bris milah. So what are you going to tell me? Ah, you're an Aral? It's why God, from someone that was Moshe Chazarla. We did bris milah, and boom, it happens to be an Aral. It doesn't bother me. As long as you did bris milah, even if you're an Aral b'payel, who cares? At the end of the day, you're not going to be considered an Aral Yesh Loimar, that's pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. And if that's the case, it's gevaldig why Rabbeinu Tam said that no, if someone was Mesu Achim Machmas Milah, he's a chishev lasis mitzvah. He wants to do the bris milah. Of course he wants to do the bris milah. It's pashut he's a chishev lasis mitzvah. It's ma'wal of akasav kilo asah. He had bris milah. If he had bris milah, as nishkano, he's an aro. He's like, gara from a moishach an aro. That's also an aro. That if he had bris milah, he's not considered an aro. Midai raisa. Must be, said Rabbeinu Tam, that when it says in the Mishnah, ha'aro lo yoichlu v'truma, what it's referring to is someone that was an aro, not ba'inis, but somebody that was an Arab in this.